From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Welcome to the broadcast. Eldon Stahl with me. He is the field coordinator for the John Birch Society, JBS.org, thenewamerican.com. We'll dig into that in just a minute. Incredible stuff from The New American and JBS. A celebration, if you will, for them, and I would celebrate with them. I've got a couple of stories to tell you. The first story is from our board op, Cameron, the producer of Liberty Roundtable Live. He lives in Florida, and he was just telling me that yesterday it hit 91 degrees, which that isn't very strange, very hot. It was super humid, and it was raining. The problem is it was raining ice, ladies and gentlemen. He's never seen that before. Say again? Oh, Tuesday. I'm sorry. The day before yesterday, this happened. All right, so it was 91 degrees, super hot, incredibly humid. It was raining, but it was raining ice. 91 degrees. It was strange and more humid than he's ever experienced, ladies and gentlemen. This is the kind of climate discussions we're having. Are they creating climate change, climate manipulation? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, dive into everything that I don't know, but it just seems strange. We've never seen that before. As Kirk Crosby likes to always mention, though, the ultimate weatherman is God Almighty. And, you know, maybe as a society, we're just simply not doing what God asks us to do. So he's sending these weather related reminders to us. But I'm Eldon, isn't that very strange? All right, we're going to try to get Eldon here in just a second. But very, very strange indeed, in my opinion. I mean, I don't really even know what to think about it. It's so strange, right? I mean, it's crazy. Crazy town. It's so crazy, it's hard to even kind of fathom. What's going on, folks? All right, you with me now, Eldon?
Oh, am I with you?
Yes, sir. Welcome. What do you think of that weather story that Cameron's got?
Well, if you ever lived in North Dakota, you probably wouldn't be surprised by any type of weather. And it seems like experienced to just about everything. It's a strange place. You have to be ready for the harsh weather of, I guess, everything that there is that the heavens can throw at you. But it is kind of strange in Florida that would happen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very weird. What I'm saying is when it's 91 out and ice is coming down, I don't know that I've seen that a whole lot in my life. In fact, never.
No. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it snow when it's sunshining, but I haven't seen ice.
Yeah, but that's in places, though, that you expect it to happen. Like in Utah, sometimes the sun's shining and it will snow or whatever else and stuff. But when it's 91 degrees and ice is coming down? Hello, operator.
That's a
very,
major,
very strange.
Yeah, squall. Right.
All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about the New American and the John Birch Society 60th year celebration now. The New American covers news on politics, economy, culture, and more based on the United States Constitution so that freedom shall not perish. TheNewAmerican.com, they've been around for a long time. We'll talk about the 60th year anniversary here in just a minute. But Save Our Children is a special issue, right?
Yeah, it just came out.
All right, catch me up. What do you mean, save our children? From what?
Well, it covers the threat from the government indoctrination centers, also called the public schools. We've been warning people about this for quite a few years now. For example, back in 1986, talking about public schools shortchanging America's children in the New American magazine. Of course, those of you who might remember, back at that time, there wasn't a whole lot of, the homeschool movement was not very big. It wasn't even legal to homeschool technically in all 50 states at that time. It was pretty rare. Nowadays, you probably know somebody that homeschools, and maybe you homeschool yourself. I don't know. But things have changed dramatically in that amount of time, and people are waking up to the urgent need to consider other options. So this special issue covers a wide range of things. One of them, of course, is critical race theory, touched on. Reviewing the effects of Common Core and what that has done to the public schools, going through government schools versus Christianity, and the attack on Christianity that has been taking place. So there's a large, I guess, plethora of subjects it covers. Sometimes the question is, well, what do we do from here? How do we change this? And so it covers that as well. Rewriting of American history. That's, of course, for example, the 1619 Project, the LGBTQ, et cetera, extremism, all the indoctrination on that, that's in there. So this is going to be a great resource to people, especially that are concerned about what's going on in the government schools. What do we do about it? But also really getting a handle on what exactly is going on and why. That may be a more important question to answer. Highly recommend it. You can read it on thenewamerican.com for free, but I would certainly recommend getting the print version and handing these out to your friends.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Serious charges in the special issue of the New American out now. Actual education not taking place in government schools versus Christianity, gay, lesbianism, etc. in the government schools, socialism and communism taught in the schools. Your kids are at serious, serious risk indeed. Alex Newman, man, the guy's a prolific writer. I'm telling you what, dear friend, I was with him at the Red Pill Expo just the other day. We were sitting down side by side doing a New American TV interview. Alex Newman was interviewing me for the New American video channel, etc. And I'm telling you right now, this guy's a prolific writer, man. Does an incredible job. He's the one that wrote a lot of the articles in this edition, right?
Yeah, he did. Now, We actually had a couple of years ago, we had a special edition or special issue called Rescuing Our Children. And Alex went around the country even with his family and speaking on this issue. This new special report on education, Save Our Children, it's all new articles. It really kind of brings it up to date about what we're talking about today in just a couple of years. Give you an example of how the growth of homeschooling has changed. It's been about doubled. We won't know for sure the exact numbers, but that's a real big change in the number of people that are actually homeschooling, not just doing remote learning from the public school curriculum, but actually taking the responsibility to say, we're going to actually control our child's and take control of our child's education, rather than just say, okay, we're going to let the government decide what our child learns. And so many Americans are waking up to the fact that that is a very dangerous thing to do, to give to Caesar that power.
Wow. The New American, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job. It is shocking, the stories that the New American has when you really dig in. Their research is stellar. And, they're covering a lot of topics as they celebrate their 60th year. We'll talk about that more, but I want to mention a few stories in the New American to kind of highlight what we're talking about. The whole released issue, the special issue about Save Our Children, that they're literally promoting communism and sexual deviant behavior, actual education not taking place. It's government schools versus Christianity. Wow. Anyway, incredible. TheNewAmerican.com. Here's the next article that I find just as riveting. Documents released by the government now suggest that the January 6th storming of the Capitol was organized by the FBI to frame conservatives. articles by Ben Armstrong in the New American right now. Incredible, serious allegations. All right?
Yeah.
The documents have just been released, and they're being forced to admit what really went on. Eldon?
Yeah, and it was interesting to look at that article. It said basically that there are several what they called unindicted co-conspirators. In other words, certain people that were involved that we know, or at least the government seems to know, that were involved in the, I guess, the planning and the carrying out of this, whatever you want to call it, incursion into the Capitol, invading into the Capitol, trespassing. And why are they not indicted? Who were they? And at least the, you might say, the circumstantial evidence would indicate that these were FBI people that worked with kind of honest Tea Party type people and said, we'll help you, you know, go in there and encourage them to do it, and we'll provide backup and all that. But
ladies and gentlemen, bombshell stuff, documents released. The FBI is trying to frame conservatives and President Trump. We can't make this stuff up if we want to. Now, listen, you want to talk about an insurrection? Oh, boy. Liberty Roundtable Live with Eldon Stahl on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is bombshell stuff. The FBI was conducting what seems to be illegal entrapment schemes to frame conservatives and Donald Trump. Yeah. Newly released government documents are what we're referring to in this. Ben Armstrong with the article. Documents suggest the FBI may have created the January 6th incident. This is serious allegations, Eldon.
It is. It really is. The implications on that are far-reaching, certainly. Why, if the FBI indeed has been engaging in such things, why? And what do we do about it? Who do we hold accountable? Of course, the other thing is, well, the whole impeachment thing, the second impeachment, was based upon at least the idea that Trump was inciting these people to do this. It was not You know, there was no mention of, well, it was the FBI. Well, if Trump deserved to be impeached for something like that, what do we do with the FBI? if they're the ones that really made it happen, really. All of this certainly underlines the fact that we need to get some questions answered pretty quickly.
Well, and where do you go with this? Because, you know what, now this report's being done, but I don't really see the mainstream press talking about this at all. Do you see it anywhere?
No, because as we reported in the New American a number of times, if you look at the list of people and organizations that are part of the Council on Foreign Relations, you see the large corporate media and their anchors and their executives. And so it's not a surprise that this is not reported, because Trump, he was pushing against their agenda.
Wow.
So you have to go to alternative news sources. You know, Ben Armstrong has a show on thenewamerican.com. You've got, of course, Liberty Roundtable. You've got, you know, other alternative, of course, the New American InfoWars has some good things. Not every news source is, you know, going to have everything, you know, quite accurate, I suppose. But you do need to look at, well, are these news sources, are they the ones peddling fear like certain ones have done for over a year now about COVID? Or are they ones actually giving you accurate information rather than just propaganda outlets?
Wow. Anyway, very, very startling information. And, you know, we wanted to wait until we had the real pay dirt before we started making claims like this, ladies and gentlemen. But if there's one news source that I trust, it is the New American. They're celebrating their 60th year anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. And they've been around longer than most of us have even been alive, including me and Eldon. The 60th year anniversary. GBS, I'm sorry, vindicated over time for the JBS. I mean, they've been at it so long, and everything they've claimed is true. We can go through a litany of different topics, whether it be the United Nations, whether it be climate change, whether it be government education, whether it be the problems with the police in America, whether it be honest money. And we could go on and on of the topics they covered. Eldon?
Yeah, one thing that's interesting to point out with the New American magazine is we never had to do any really significant retraction. Nothing of, you know, the magnitude of, say, the New York Times has had to do, where they just said, hey, we blatantly fabricated this story, or anything remotely similar to that. Yes, once in a while in the, you know, editorial section, say, well, okay, we said this person was born in Singapore. Well, actually, they were born in, you know, Taiwan, and they lived 2 months, and then they moved to Singapore. So, you know, those
or
are
Malaysia
pretty relatively
or something
small
like,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, very small matters, right? And somebody points it out. Okay, that's, you know, people make mistakes. People are human. But nothing of the magnitude of, like, the New York Times, they called Castro the George Washington of Cuba. Or you had Walter Duranty during the famine in Ukraine, saying, "Oh, there's no famine going on here. There's nothing to see. People are living just fine." And over 7 million people died at the hands of Stalin. I mean, just, you know, those are crimes against humanity, really. These major news organizations saying that Mao was just an agrarian reformer and that we should not be worried about him. And he led the killing of, we don't even know how many millions of people, 20, 60 million, we don't know.
So, that is just scary indeed, right? I mean, it's where does this stuff end?
Well, you need to take a serious look at what your news is reporting and how. You might take a look at, well, are they doing misdirection? Are they doing smears? Are they trying to bring an expert opinion like Fauci all the time, and then that person turns out to be a massive liar? Are they bringing in just maybe Hollywood stars to like today we see they're pushing the COVID vaccine, you know, look at me, get a picture of me and do like I do. So that's Hollywood propaganda, and of course using movies as well. The appearance of popular support.
Appearance of not only popular support, but listen carefully. They're using doctors, celebrities, high-level government officials. They're using people to try to build this false credibility as if there's science backing it. Or if a doctor and the United States president and some huge church leaders and some celebrities or whatever are aboard, it's got to be backed by science and solid and safe and stable. And okay, it's that dishonest narrative being pushed by their quote clout, right?
Yeah, right. And really, those tactics are hallmarks of propaganda. The using all these tactics to try to convince you of something which really doesn't have any factual basis, or you know, very much smaller than what they claim it to be, you might say. So that's you need to be aware of those tactics that are commonly used, and then be very kind of astute and say, well, should I subscribe to this media outlet? Should I watch? Should I listen? Should I read what they have? Or would it be better if I go somewhere else? And there's a lot of opportunities and options today. So that's a plus we have compared to years ago.
It's a big plus, and I think people are starting to realize the truth. You know, before, when I started in radio 25 years ago, by the way, this is the 25th year celebration of Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So anyway, we'll invite you to a party coming up later, Eldon. You can hopefully come and spend some time with us. We're going to have some speeches and awards, and it's not just celebrating me. It's celebrating all those who have contributed to the broadcast. It's not just Sam Bush. It's not the Sam Bushman Show. It's Liberty Roundtable for a reason. Because our goal is to bring people like the John Birch Society and all kinds of other organizations to the table. And Liberty Roundtable's whole vision was to bring all these liberty-loving people to the table. And in one place, you could get all the updates from all the people that are moving, the shakers in the freedom industry and the freedom movement and whatever you want to call it. So anyway, we'll get that to you. But the 25th year anniversary celebration. And when I used to make claims like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is bombshell stuff. New released government documents indicate that the FBI may have orchestrated January 6th insurrection, in quotes. This is bombshell stuff. The FBI was conducting what seems to be illegal entrapment schemes to entrap conservatives and frame them, as well as the president of the United States of America, President Trump. Okay, we couldn't make this stuff up if we wanted to. Well, I used to report it and think people would be like, oh my gosh, you're crazy. Now they're going, Sam, how do you know? Well, because we put together reliable sources. That's what the roundtable's all about, Eldon.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, it's really a wonderful 25-year journey, I'm sure you had, getting to know all these different people from different groups and getting their ideas. And oh, wow.
Yeah, I was born in 1967. The John Birch Society had it. It was a long time before I even hit the planet, ladies and gentlemen. That's their longevity and stability, celebrating their success. It is a little bit of an I told you so moment for the JBS. But they're not really saying I told you so as much as they're kind of focusing on this idea of, hey, vindicated over time is the phrase, right? Quick pause.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Wednesday's summit between Presidents Putin and Biden, the two leaders had different views on what was discussed. Vladimir Putin via a translator.
In American cities, every day people are killed. That includes the leaders of various organizations. You can't say a word about it. You don't have the time to say a word and somebody's killed.
President Biden on several occasions lashed out at the media.
A negative view of life, okay? It seems to me, the way you all, you never ask a positive question.
The two leaders did agree to normalize relations with the return of ambassadors. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the time frame on when it will next raise interest rates. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. USA Radio News.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris continues to work on other projects outside of the U.S.-Mexico border, where hundreds of thousands are entering the country per month, the man that secured the border in the past will make a visit. Tim Berg reports.
Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive. And unfortunately, we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. Eldon Stahl riding shotgun today on the show. We're talking about the 60th year celebration. We've been vindicated is the headline with all their reporting and everything else. And now they're releasing some blockbuster stuff. I'm talking game-changer stuff. January 6th narrative blown up. New American reporting on it, telling you that it's bombshell stuff, saying, hey, you know what? The FBI literally framed conservatives and Donald Trump. Documents released. They got caught. Now what? Will Americans stand up in droves and demand accountability? Or will they just simply turn on the TV and pop the top on the next pier and say, oh, whatever? Or will they just stay on the dole and say, oh, man, as long as the government sends me my check, who cares? Or will they start to stand up and say liberty is sacred and liberty matters? That's really the poignant question, isn't it, Eldon?
It is. Yeah, it's kind of in a funny in a way what wakes people up sometimes. Sometimes there's things that you think, well, this will definitely wake people up. I mean, how could they possibly ignore this? And the people are just, for the most part, like, eh. And then there's something that you think might be kind of trivial, but just because of the way it's presented and who maybe who presents it, it just people say, oh, that's, okay, now we're awake. Now we understand this. So a lot of times it's how something's packaged.
Wow. All right. There's so much news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm struggling to keep up with it all. And the New American really has been at the forefront of it all. Okay. I mean, really, they've been at the forefront of it all. So I remember the New American had an article back in the day about Operation Gunwalker. And what happened was that, you know, gun dealers were selling guns and gun shows were selling guns. And the government tried to blame it on gun dealers and gun shows that, oh, man, all these guns are going south of the border and it's a problem. Let's shut down gun shows. Let's regulate guns harder. These irresponsible gun dealers are at fault. And they lied. And then they got caught with Operation Gun Walker, Gun Runner, whatever you want to call it. And they literally were forced to admit that it was government that was intentionally moving the guns south, ladies and gentlemen. And it wasn't at all gun dealers or gun shows that were at fault. And the government got caught, and the New American reported on that big time and really blew the whistle. The mainstream press ignored it. Most Americans didn't figure it out at the time. But that was a huge one as well. For the New American and others who are willing to report the truth. I was reporting on that at the time and everything else. Serious allegations with really no accountability, right?
Yeah, it was. You're referring to the one with the Obama administration and all the straw sales and all that. Yeah, I remember that issue. And boy,
what did they call it? There was a new name for it. Gun Runner, Gun Walker, or whatever else was one of the names they started out earlier. Then they named something else. What was it?
It was something after some TV show, I think. Whatever that was. I remember.
Fast and Furious is what they eventually called
it. Fast and Furious.
It's Operation Gun Walker, right. Gun Runner, and then eventually Fast and Furious. But the reason that I say Gun Walker, and I remember that, is because when I started reporting on it, that was the name before they came out with Fast and Furious. The name's kind of evolved as they tried to deceive the public on it, but we kept an eye on the ball so well, they couldn't hide from that one. But they did avoid all accountability, really, right?
To a certain extent, there was some questioning, at least, of the Attorney General Holder at the time. He had to address that. But he wasn't, well, he was, what was he, censored, I guess, by the U.S. House. So that was, in a way, a positive thing. But he still remained in office, unfortunately. But he still has the asterisk by his name. Only attorney general to ever be censored by Congress.
Yeah, but censored means really nothing, or censured or whatever. It's just bogus. There was no real accountability leading to
censured.
Now listen to me. Back in the day, you had Operation Gunwalker, Gunrunner, Fast and Furious. It had several names, and so I highlight them all just for your educational reality check, okay? Now, the same thing is happening modern time. Are you ready for it? There's a story that just got released today that ties so well to that reality check. Here it is. An investigation by the Associated Press determined that at least 1,900 U.S. military arms were lost or stolen during the 2010s, and a number of them were used to commit violent crimes afterwards. This is the Associated Press admitting this one, ladies and gentlemen. So we've been vindicated like you cannot believe, Eldon.
Yeah. Wow. That's
Where was the Associated Press in 2010 when we were talking about this stuff and beyond in 12 and 15 and 17 and 19 and 20? And okay, now they tell you, when the 10s, is it happening now in the 20s or the teens or whatever? Okay. What's going on around here? And so 10 years later, the Associated Press decides that it's worthy of report. The New American was on that a decade ago, ladies and gentlemen. Right, Ellen?
Yeah, we see that. Yeah, we see things like that happen quite regularly with something that the New American will report. And then finally, after all these denials, the press will say, oh, yeah. For example, back in, this would be in 1989. Cover story of the New American was the new, what do they call it? The new United States of Europe is what they titled it. And this was about the European Economic Community at the time, that the idea was to change it into a European Union, an actual overthrowing the sovereignty of all these nations. And at the time, people that read that looked at it and said, oh, wow, those crazy birchers. I mean, they're just they don't know what they're talking about. This is just about free trade and common markets and getting rid of tariffs and on and on. Obviously, we can see now, looking back, that that was not the case. We have the European Union. They have their own courts. They seem to have their own military, effectively. Basically, in Brussels, they make laws that supersede and override the member countries' laws.
And I would use the term criminally circumvent is the word I would use.
Yeah. Yeah. And you remember when they were pushing for a new constitution for the European Union? That was pretty blatant. It outright said, hey, with the laws of the Brussels supersede the laws of the nations involved.
A little more on this gunrunner story that just got released by the Associated Press literally a decade late. Here's the rest of the story that I think you need to be aware of. It says a variety of weapons were involved, ranging from handguns and shotguns to automatic rifles, have disappeared from military inventories. Listen, according to records from the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy, and the Army. So this is just massive. It's huge. And where are all those weapons, and who's dying, and who's going to be responsible? Will there be any accountability? Or can government just claim that you can't have a gun because you're not responsible with it, but they can because they are? Narrative? Wow, Eldon. So you string that all together, and what they know is this. They've got to force us into socialism and put us on the dole so they can control us. They've got to divide us by race lies. They've got to destroy America by destroying the economy, by creating false flag crises like the coronavirus, like climate change, like economic meltdowns via their fake money systems, because their goal is to destroy America and take us over. And they know as long as we all have guns, they can't get it done. So their goal is to arm the other side, arm the criminals, and take away the guns from the honest in heart. And that way, then they can change the narrative, and eventually we'll be suffering from, well, we need protection from the roving gangs, don't we? The only place we can go is government. The Hegelian dialectic working to perfection, and the people too stupid to call a halt to it.
Yeah, I remember one quote by Fidel Castro. All he said was, in Spanish, but in English, he said, guns for what? Armas para qué? Meaning that in his mind, the civilians always had to justify to government to be able to have arms, to keep and bear arms. That type of mentality is totally opposite of what a free people should have. The free people should always have government justify to them the ability to keep and bear arms for the government officials rather than the civilians.
All right. It gets worse, though, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll talk about communism in our churches and abolish abortion using state governments. Two incredible stories in the New American right now, celebrating the 60th year anniversary of the JBS. It's Sam Bushman and Eldon getting it done on your radio. I was just with Alex and others at the Red Pill Expo, man. Alex Newman and crew doing a great job there. Vindicated over time is what we're saying.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets. The pitch. It's swung on strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids, long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl, riding shotgun today. He's a field coordinator for the JBS, the John Birch Society, JBS.org, thenewamerican.com. 60 years celebration. They have been vindicated over time. There's no question about that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. And man, have we got a whole lot of news that the networks refuse to use for you in the final segment. So there's an incredible article on the John Birch Society. It's on the newamerican.com website. And it says, Communism in Our Churches, an interview with filmmaker Jet Saul, an incredible documentation about how, you know, we used to have what was called the Black-Robed Regiment. And those were the people that stood in the pulpit, aflame with righteousness, telling the tale about the moral code we must subscribe to if we ever want to assert ourselves and gain our liberty. And the moral stance of the preachers of the day, known as the Black Robed Regiment, was pivotal in the American Revolution for Liberty. And that's why our revolution was successful, because we pointed directly to God Almighty, whereas other revolutions who didn't do that simply failed and caved in on themselves. And anyway, the blood and carnage is legendary of those other revolutions. But the revolution that we had was successful, did bring about a nation on a hill, pointing to God. And this is something that we really need in America desperately today, but we have just the opposite. Literally, these churches, via the feckless pastors, have become bastions of communism, according to this documentary, well highlighted in thenewamerican.com. Eldon?
Yeah, and it really follows the strategy of Antonio Gramsci back in the early 20th century of the long march through the institutions to try to infiltrate the churches, the media, the of course, the entertainment industry, and education, and just remake the way people think, propagandize them to no end, where they really don't know anything other than the socialist way of thinking. So nowadays, the situation with the churches is so significantly difficult that you really need to, if you're going to be part of a church, you need to be very, very aware of you know, what they might be preaching, and this liberation theology, or you know, different types of things that kind of weave in the idea that Jesus was a socialist, and that socialism is the way to practice your Christianity, and all these different ideas that really have nothing to do with Christianity. So it's a difficult situation, to say the least.
You know, our good friend Ammon Bundy has said this quite often, and it's a phrase that I really like to repeat because I think it's true. What are we to do? And, you know, it's a fair question, and the only answer I have is to stand for what is right, to be patient, to be loving, to serve others, and to stand on the truth. I mean, the notes that I have for today's broadcast are just shocking. I mean, everything in the notes are just wow. Communism in our churches, government schools promoting socialism and perversion at every level, save the children. I mean, it goes on and on. an investigation by the Associated Press documenting what we said 10 years ago that they mocked us for, proving it all true, to newly released government documents about the January 6th lies we've been told by the media and government, literally impeaching Donald Trump over that, and then it affects the election with election fraud, and you go, oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. You start to look at the John Birch Society, vindicated over time, celebrating their 60th year anniversary. You got more than 100,000 small businesses closing, the economy out of control, the Delta variant, according to the World Health Organization, of the coronavirus rapidly spreading in over 80 countries. Fauci's lies, emails prove the truth. G7 nations file a joint statement saying we better look into the coronavirus now. We're not sure of the origins. They know full well the origins, but they want to look into it to cover it up more probably. Salt Lake City, sweltering heat. The economy's going off the rails. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. I mean, you look at all this summary and you go, wow, Eldon.
Well, maybe a good time to tell a short story that's kind of inspirational. When I was a kid, we would go to a place called Wind Cave National Park in the Southern Black Hills, South Dakota. And the tour guide would take you, and they would take you to a place and they turn off all the lights. And then at that time, you know, people still would wear those watches, which not a whole lot do, but you'd turn on the little light and you'd be almost blinded by that light and you could see where to go. And the lesson in that is,
and that light was tiny in reality, right?
It was I don't know if you ever had that experience, you know, but yeah, tiny, tiny light. It's amazing how when you're surrounded by a great amount of darkness, that is a tiny amount of light can help many people see which way to go to safety.
Amen to that. Go ahead, sir.
Just kind of comparing that to today, we are surrounded by a lot of darkness, by things that are not from God.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we shall not put our lamp under a bushel. We shall let it shine the best we can and tell the truth. And a little bit of light makes the cockroaches scramble and run for cover. That's for sure. I also have a couple of other stories.
Right.
I mentioned that I was going to tell you a little story. I was with Alex Newman with the JBS at the Red Pill Expo just a couple of days ago. It was in South Dakota. We went and saw Mount Rushmore and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, I went for the Red Pill, and I didn't even know they were having a John Birch Society meeting at the same time. So when I got to the event, Lee Southwell, along with Alex Newman, said, hey, we're having a JBS meeting. You want to go? And me and Richard Mack had the chance to speak at it. So we went to that JBS meeting. That was a very cool, there was several hundred people in the room in South Dakota there. Very, very comforting that there are people across the country meeting. You think, oh man, JBS, aren't they like yesteryear stuff? Not even close, ladies and gentlemen. They're growing and thriving with people in leadership like Eldon Stahl and Alex Newman and Leah Southwell and many others. It was just a delight to go. Some of the brightest, smartest, most cheerful people you could imagine. Anyway, I was there and I experienced that. I just didn't realize that was going on all over the country so consistently. They had speakers there with education. Richard and I kind of were an impromptu add to the agenda because they didn't know we were going to be in town. And they're like, oh, my gosh, let's have you guys just take a couple of minutes, which we did. But then they continued with the real education event for the evening that they had. So it was tremendous indeed. And that really made me very happy. Now, by the way, we're going back to South Dakota on July 20th through the 25th. It's the Freedom Fest. I don't know if you know about the Freedom Fest, but freedomfest.com.
Yeah.
Eldon would love to see you there if you want to go. We're going to have a big, big event there. The CSPOA is going. They're going to have a booth. The Loving Liberty Radio Network, which syndicates our show, will be there. We have a booth. We've got an incredible special invite dinner, which you can get to pretty soon on both websites that you can join. $35 a person or $60 for a couple just to pay for the food. Incredible fancy dinner. We're going to have speakers from sheriffs and speakers from the Loving Liberty Radio Network and speakers from the Ladies for Liberty event and curriculum that Kathy Smith has. We're going to be celebrating and doing a great job, all that. I'm going to be on some of the general panels. I'm going to be broadcasting live from there. Wow, it's going to be incredible. So that's going on.
That sounds awesome.
Anyway, freedomfest.com
sure
is where you can learn about it.
Be there.
Yeah, they will be there, but I'm hoping you'll be there too. Anyway, because I talked to Alex Newman about it as well. But I also want to say this, the Arise USA bus tour going on, incredible events. Richard Mack and Kuru and Reno now, but they're headed to Nevada. I'm sorry, they're in Reno now, and they're headed east in Nevada, I should basically say. And they're going to Elko County. And on the 20th, which is Sunday, Father's Day, they're having an event, the second county to become a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association will be celebrated. Also, the second county to declare themselves a constitutional county. They signed a very strong resolution. You got to read it. It's incredible. Alex Newman wrote an article about it. I fed him all the information for the article because I was one of the people on the ground helping that all happen with Rex Steniger, the county commissioner there and everything. That's happening on Sunday. But on Monday, the Arise USA bus tour will be in Ogden, Utah. It'll be at Liberty Hall.
Oh.
So check that out, lovingliberty.net, for more details. But Monday night, Liberty Hall, the Arise USA bus tour. There's a bus wrapped with the CSPOA. And anyway, many others will be there as well. But Richard Mack will be there. I'll be there. Rick Dalton, the vice president of the CSPOA, will be there. We got some cool stuff happening, my friend.
Yeah, that's exciting. Boy, it's well, hopefully I can make it to that. And
if you can make it, we would love to see you, my friend. If you have any, if you need any details, let me know on that. But it's there you have it. Now, by the way, two last stories before the end of the hour. One of them, which I believe is one of the most quintessential issues ever discussed in America today, is in the New American. Headline says this: abolish abortion using state governments. Daniel Nages with the recommendation and the guidance on that one in the New American. That one is worth your study and perusal as well. TheNewAmerican.com, Eldon.
Yeah, really the states need to realize what power they have and stand up to the federal government because, you know, you say the Roe v. Wade is law of the land. Well, who wrote the law? There is no law. There's no law. And many of these states still have laws on the books prohibiting abortion. So
the decree, you know, from heaven, I might direct, says thou shalt not kill.
That's right. And, you know, really, if you, I guess, read in the context, it of course means that from the Christian standpoint, do not take innocent life. And what's the most innocent life out there? It's certainly the unborn.
Amen to that. I got one final statement to cap the 2 hours of today. And the headline says this. I wrote the headline, so there you go. The First Amendment does not disappear because of the crisis of the day. Let me say that again. The First Amendment does not disappear because of the crisis of the day. We need to hold on to that as we defend God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property, as we stand up for our rights, for our free speech, for our right to peacefully assemble, to our right to worship as we choose, to our right for a redress of grievance by government, for our right to peacefully assemble. The First Amendment has five guarantees. We insist on them all, Eldon.
Yes, indeed. We don't need to be abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of any of those. Association, right? Don't send people to jail just because they want to get together.
Amen to that. Vindicated over time. 60 years, ladies and gentlemen. The JBS has been doing a phenomenal job. TheNewAmerican.com, their efforts to defend the freedom of the press. On your radio, we defend the freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble, the freedom for a redress of grievances, and the freedom of worship. Thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. Eldon, thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Pleasure to be on.
Hopefully we'll see you Monday, by the way. All right, there you have it. LovingLiberty.net. Check it out. Get the deets, because on Monday, we'll be live at Liberty Hall, Monday evening. Make it a family night and come, will you? All right, that's a wrap for Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl, Brian Rust, and others. God save the Republic of the United States of America.